Hello everyone! Welcome again to Hashtag Marketplace Influencer Tom Shane ng Season 9. Let's talk about Golden State Warriors. Let's talk about it as an organization. In NBA, there are successful franchises in NBA that has been known for a lot of decades. And two of them are Boston Celtics and Los Angeles Lakers. This is why many of the NBA players, especially if they are stars, all-stars, they are always tempted to sign up or to join or to be traded to Los Angeles Lakers. And for the longest time, Los Angeles Lakers are against Boston Celtics, and they are tied for the most titles in NBA history. But somewhere along the way, there is a emergence of Golden State Warriors, and for the past decade or so, it has been discussed as the Golden State Warriors. It's a successful franchise. It's a successful organization. What can we learn from it? That's why for this episode, the question is, what worked for Golden State Warriors dynasty? What worked for Golden State Warriors dynasty? And there are 2 points. And let's focus on their acronym, GSW. GSW. The first point is the letter G of GSW, Golden State Warriors. Get the right people. One thing that Golden State Warriors did right, is getting the right people. And especially they were able to draft Steph Curry, they were able to draft Klay Thompson, and because of that too, they became the Splash Brothers. They were able to draft Draymond Green from the second round, not first round, but second round. So it became this trio that made Golden State Warriors. And this trio were surrounded by the right pieces along the way, like Andre Iguodala and others who helped Golden State Warriors to win titles. And just imagine, they were able to win 4 NBA titles. And they call it a dynasty because of the 4 NBA titles they won. Get the right people. Of course, not everything that they get are always right. They were able to get Jordan Poole, but they decided to let go of Jordan Poole by trading him to Washington Wizards. They were able to draft James Wiseman, but it did not pan out. They were able to draft Jonathan Kuminga, who is finally coming into his form as the possible future of the team. Moses Moody, a possible future of the team. And recently, they were able to draft 2 other players that can be their future. Brandon Podzimski, if I got it right, and Trace Davis Jackson. They were able to draft 2 rookies this season that can be their future. So, get the right people. What can we learn from Golden State Warriors? GSW, G is get the right people. The organization must get the right people. You know, I've seen some organizations who are ineffective because they fail to get the right people. I've seen some organizations who hired yes people. Not competent people, but yes people. You know what's so deadly about yes people? They always say yes. but they are not competent enough to do the right thing that can serve people. That's why G, get the right people. If you want the organization to succeed, get the right people. Don't get yes people. Get people who are competent, who are the right fit. Competent, the right fit. People of character, get the people of character. Get the right people. Next is, because it's GSW, S and W. S is share, W is win. So the second point, the second and last point is share and win together. Share and win together. The Golden State Warriors were able to win their first three titles when they share and win together. From Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Raymond Green, and with the help of Kevin Durant, they were able to win three titles. Actually, Kevin Durant was able to win, to help them win two more titles, so they were able to win three titles. And later on, Kevin Durant left the team. They got Andrew Wiggins, who was able to help them to win their fourth title. Four titles. Share and win together. Share and win together. In any organization to succeed, to win, to prosper, they have to share and win together. Because Golden State Warriors is a team. It's an organization. It's more than just a single player. It's a team that shares and wins together. It's a team. So when you think of an organization, always share and win together. The team comes first. The team comes first. Because most of the NBA players did not win a title because it's about their individual achievements. It's about their individual statistics. It's about individual awards. And most of them have not won a title. On the other hand, the Golden State Warriors was able to form a team that can share and win together. But as a bonus, these players were able to achieve something. Like Steph Curry became the greatest shooter of all time. He has the most three-point shots made in history. Klay Thompson is number 7 in the all-time three-point list. So they were able to achieve something. Klay Thompson has the most 3 points made in one game, which is 14 3 points made in one game. But if you look at it, they targeted as a team. They share and win together. And all those individual awards or individual achievements just followed. So they prioritize winning together as a team. So what worked for Golden State Warriors dynasty? Remember GSW in 2 points. G is get the right people. Get the right people. Second, share and win together. It's always about, it's a team. And in an organization, it must think like an organization as one. That's our podcast for today. This is hashtag Marketplace Influencer Tom Shane na Season 9. Please feel free to share what worked for the Golden State Warriors dynasty. Is there something that I failed to mention that you need to add on to this? So please feel free to comment and share your ideas, your points, and let's work together, let's get the right people, let's share and win together. God bless you always and stay safe.